Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like inerrancy. The Bible is the word of God, and God cannot err. Therefore, the Bible is without error. We know that God has revealed himself truthfully in the pages of Scripture. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Guys, while you're walking, I want to ask you a quick question on the radio. Do you mind?
Okay.
It's a quickie. All right, I want to ask you to tell me which you think is worse, all right? It's like a game show. Which one is worse, smoking or viewing internet pornography? Which do you think is worse, dude?
Smoking.
Is worse, all right? Young man, smoking or internet porn?
Smoking.
Young man.
Smoking.
Smoking. All right, how's about this one? Smoking or hooking up? Which one's worse?
Hooking up with who?
Well, you know what it is, right?
Yeah, I guess.
With whomever, but you don't know who it is. That's the whole point of hooking up. You don't know.
You do it differently than me. I say smoking.
No,
still.
I don't, but okay. Smoking still. All right. Smoking or hooking up, dude?
Alcohol involved?
I don't know. Just answer the question.
It has an effect on my hooking up.
You answered the question. Young man, smoking or hooking up?
Hooking up.
Is worse.
Whatever. Yeah, I think so.
Wow, you're the pure one in the lot here.
Yeah,
is that correct?
I am.
All right. Smoking or abortion, dude?
Abortion.
Is worse. Smoking or abortion?
Abortion.
Smoking or abortion?
Abortion.
All right, guys, how did you make those decisions? Where'd you get your morals from? Where'd your values come from? Mr. Smoking?
Smoking isn't a moral thing, it's a health thing.
So that makes it worse than the moral issue, looking at porn.
I don't see that as too much of a moral issue.
You don't think pornography is a moral issue? Ah, that's why you answered it that way.
Yeah.
So you don't think that looking at pornography is bad?
No.
All right. Dude, do you think looking at pornography is bad in any way?
Nope.
Young man?
I don't think so.
How come?
I mean, it's not bad. I don't know. For me, it's not bad. I don't have any specific...
No problems looking at... And why? Nothing wrong with it? All right, okay, hold on a second. Let's see. Are your parents alive, young man?
Yeah.
All right. I get your parents. They go to your dorm room. Would you watch porn with them in the room?
No, that's a private thing, but...
Why?
Because usually when I watch porn, I don't have all my clothes on.
Interesting. All right. Let's say you are fully dressed, all right?
Yeah.
Why not have other people around? What's the problem?
Oh, if you just had it on, yeah, there's no problem. I mean, it's
with your parents being there?
It's just naked people. I mean, it wouldn't
You wouldn't blush in front of your parents?
No.
I mean, seriously?
If everyone's, you know, adult consenting, it's entertainment. It's performers.
So it's just a show?
Yeah.
All right. Could we do that with murder? Actually murder somebody
no,
and just say it's a show?
That's immoral. People have sex morally all the time.
All right.
People don't murder people.
Do you think
morally,
there's any
ever.
Morality ever involved in intimacy between human beings?
Yeah, you should definitely, you know, consider other people's feelings and always, try to make sure that any relationship is beneficial for both people.
Is bestiality wrong in your opinion?
Ooh, yeah, probably.
Why?
I don't know. It just
doesn't hurt anybody.
The animal doesn't really have a good idea of what's happening, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Right. But where do you come up with that? Just because it's gross. Is that a valid reason to tell somebody they can't be in a relationship with a horse?
No. I suppose if you really wanted to be in a relationship with a horse and you can make a strong argument that you and the horse were happier, I'd be okay with
Alrighty.
That.
All right. I want to check out. Guys, mom and dad come to visit you. You've got your computer on and you're looking at pornography. Not a problem, or does it make you uncomfortable?
I would feel uncomfortable, and my parents would feel even more uncomfortable, I guess.
Why, if it's okay? What's the problem? I don't get it.
I mean, it's okay because, I mean, doesn't, you know, hurt anybody, does it?
Well, I'm just asking you why you'd be uncomfortable if it's okay. If it doesn't hurt anybody, why are
mom... Private thing, as, you know, as my friend said.
What does that mean?
Private?
Why is it private? If it's okay, why do it in private?
Because you do something sometimes that are okay but are private, right? When you go to the bathroom, it's private, but it's still okay.
Ah, so there's some sort of shame involved. Because you don't want to be showing yourself nude in front of people, I presume.
Maybe. I don't walk around naked in my house. So.
Right. Or out here in public.
Yeah.
Dude, any shame at all with pornography, say, in front of mom and dad?
Just because, yeah. Just the way we've accepted it as a social norm.
So you wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah, because I don't think... I mean, if 100 years ago people were doing it and everyone's doing it, I'm sure I would do it. But I think it's in a normal social
all
accepted.
Right. So social norms cause you to maybe feel a little shame in front of mom and dad.
Sure.
All right. Guys, where do you get your morality from? Where do these principles come from? How did you decide this is what I think is right, wrong? Societal, parents, religion, what?
I guess society, my parents. You know, I think that people are by nature moral creatures because they, you know.
Do you think we're basically good or bad?
You know, I was thinking about this just the other day. I think that on the whole, we're basically good, but individuals are questionable, maybe basically bad.
Doesn't the whole get made up by the individuals?
Yeah, but it's like an averaging thing.
I see. So there's a curve.
Yeah. I think that one person you can't say is basically good, but all people, I think, are basically good.
All right. I'm going to try to prove you wrong. I'm going to try to prove that you guys aren't basically good. You ready for this?
My argument is not that I'm basically good.
I thought you said we were basically good.
I said individuals aren't. But
are you basically good?
In general, maybe.
Yeah, see, you are. Okay. You think you are. All right. I'm going to try to prove you wrong. Okay. And we'll also be able to explain why you wear clothing.
Oh, good.
I got an answer for that. I can actually explain to you why you put clothes on every day.
There's police around.
There's more reasons than that, my friend. All right.
Okay.
How many lies do you think you've told in your life?
Oh, millions.
How many times have you blasphemed God's name?
A lot.
Just about 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, I was about to, but I decided it might be
thank you for that.
Improper.
Appreciate it very much. All right.
How many
times have you looked at porn, looked at a woman with lust?
Lots.
Lots of times.
Yeah, how many women have I seen today?
Tens.
Yeah.
Hundreds, perhaps.
Okay.
All right. How many times have you dishonored your parents?
Not too many, but some.
You've done it, right?
Yeah.
And remember the porn thing. You wouldn't be real happy to be doing that in front of mom and dad, right?
I don't think that would dishonor them, but...
You don't think so?
No, I mean...
Mom and dad tell their friends at the country club that their son is looking at porn?
I'm sure my parents have looked at porn.
All righty. How many lies have you told, dude?
Untold.
Untold number of lies. And you?
Millions.
Millions?
No, millions.
You're a productive fellow. All right. Yeah. Millions of lies. How many things have you stolen in your life?
I don't know. I don't really count.
How many things have you stolen?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Lust? How many times? Today.
Does it include these guys as well? I don't know.
Whatever.
A lot. I think every girl.
All right. Every
right
girl.
Now.
All right. Dude, how many things have you stolen in your lifetime?
Tens.
Tens of things?
Yeah.
All right. How many times have you lost in?
I don't know.
Tens of times?
Hundreds of times?
Thousands of times, probably?
Hundreds, yeah.
All right. Okay, guys, I just gave you a little test. You said you're a good guy. I think I just proved you're wrong.
No,
by your own admission, you're a liar, you're a thief, you're a blasphemer, and you're an adulterer at heart. That doesn't sound like a good guy to me.
I think that doesn't characterize me overall.
Well, consider a criminal who gets brought before a judge, and the judge knew that the guy had broken hundreds, thousands of laws.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, but judge, overall, I don't think that characterizes me. Would the guy be innocent or guilty?
The guy's guilty for each crime that he commits.
Right.
And innocent of everything else.
And you'd call him, if he committed murder, you'd call him a murderer or a raper, you'd call him a rapist,
yeah.
Right?
You can call me a liar if you want.
Okay.
I don't think that makes me a bad person.
Well, what does it make you?
Makes me a person.
Do you like getting lied to?
I thought that the whole... So I'm guessing you're coming from a very Christian slant.
Well, I'm coming from a Ten Commandments slant right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Ten Commandments slant. Is yeah. that the idea is that people commit sins and then you are not supposed to, but then you do anyway and then you get redemption for that by being sorry about it and a good person overall.
We haven't
That's
really,
my idea.
Really
but
gotten
if
that
you don't
far.
Wanna,
yeah.
I don't, but I'm saying you're trying to make the argument that I'm a liar. And sure, I'm a liar.
Okay.
I've lied.
Right.
So you can make that definition, but I don't think that it proves your point that I'm a bad person overall.
Really?
But if you feel
what
that way...
What would you have to do to be
okay.
considered a bad person? How many laws would you have
to
break?
I don't think that it has to do with laws. I think that it has to do with
how
hurting or disrespecting other people.
Did lies help people or hurt people? Disrespected them?
50-50.
Looking at women,
sometimes,
man, I'll bet some of them would slap your face if they knew what you were doing in your brain.
But some of them like it.
Maybe.
Anyway, the ones that I look at, they don't know anything, so it doesn't hurt them.
All right. I try to make my case that you're not a good guy, you're a bad guy. What do you say for yourself?
I think I'm a good guy.
But this interview's over, you all done? Got a little too personal, did it? You still think you're a good guy, even though you've lied? Hundreds, thousands of times, I think you said? Lusted a lot?
Yeah, but you haven't classified by lies. Some lies are good, some are bad.
The bad ones. Lying lies.
Yeah, I think they're still good at the end of the day, and they don't do any harm.
Oh, dude.
Harmed anyone.
Dude, you hate it when people lie to you.
Not really.
You do, too. I know it for a fact. It really makes you angry.
If their output is more good than bad, then I classify them as good.
Yeah.
So.
Nobody's ever lied to you, then?
I mean, they probably have, yeah.
Got up your nose, didn't it? Nope. Didn't. Well, you're a better man than I, Gunga Din. All right, dude, good person or bad person?
I'm a good person.
Still?
Yeah, I'm still a good person. I'm actually happy I have a god that gives me redemption. So it's which is perfect.
Your god allows you to look at pornography and women and have sexual desires? Who is this god?
God wants me to be happy, right?
I don't know. Who is this god?
He's my god. He's everywhere. He's probably in you, too.
He is.
Yeah.
So you're a pantheist?
Yeah.
Or a panentheist?
No, I'm not.
Do you believe in God?
I do.
There's no sense of justice with your god. He's not going to punish lawbreakers. Is your god going to judge and punish rapists and murderers?
My god doesn't judge me.
Does he judge anybody?
No, he does not.
So he's an amoral god. Doesn't sound like God to me. What power does this god have?
He's a wonderful god.
If he's wonderful, why does he like raping and lusting and pornography?
Have I said that I raped a girl in the past? I don't think I did, right?
No, I don't believe.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's not the point. There's a lot of rapes that happen. There's a lot of murders that happen. Is he not going to deal with those people?
I mean, justice in a country is made for it, right?
No, God's justice.
Oh, God justice.
Will God ever have a day of justice?
Of course God doesn't want that.
Well, let's ask you. Okay, guys, can you hang in with me for just a couple seconds? You're getting hungry. All right, hang on. Okay, hang in there. Just 1 second, all right? Taking a quickie. Wretched Radio.
History is full of kings, and every single one of those kings, well, they're gone now. Except one. One king continues to reign, and Exalt the King with Todd Friel is a weekly podcast about that very king. Todd is the pastor of Alpharetta Bible Church, and every single week he takes a passage of scripture and he preaches it the way it was meant to be preached, until you can see Jesus in all of his beauty and glory. And Todd will be the first to tell you, he's after more than just your attention. He preaches to stir your heart, because a king this glorious deserves to be loved, and a heart that loves him follows him gladly. So come and hear for yourself what happens when the Word of God lifts Christ up where he belongs. Exalt the King with Todd Friel. There's a new episode every week wherever you listen to podcasts or on fortisplus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Let me ask you a question. Have you experienced any type of real change in the areas of your life that really need it the most? Or do you find yourself just getting by, just figuring out a way to manage to the next day? Look, a lot of people have gotten really good at managing their anger, managing their anxiety, managing the habits that they've formed, but management, it's not the same as transformation. That's why one of the world's leading podcasts today is Transformed with Dr. Greg Gifford. Greg is a professor at the Masters University and a fellow here at Fortis Institute as well. And his whole focus is helping people experience the kind of change that only comes through the sufficient Word of God. And this kind of content is only possible because of our gospel partners. If you've been blessed by our ministry, I would love to ask you to prayerfully consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. I know you have questions about that, and we have answers at fortisinstitute.org. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. 369 million. That's how many people are a part of the New Apostolic Reformation movement. And if you've never heard of it, that's part of the problem. Maybe you have heard of Jesus culture. Maybe your teenager listens to their worship music. Maybe your church sings their songs on Sunday morning, but you don't know what they actually teach and where it leads. Drunk in the Spirit pulls back the curtain on one of the most destructive forces in Christianity today. Who are these people? What do they believe? And why should it matter to your family and your local church? This isn't fear-mongering. It's education, because you can't guard against something you don't recognize. And this movement has tentacles in places you wouldn't expect. If you care about protecting your family and your church from false teaching that sounds Christ-centered, but it's not, this is essential. Drunk in the Spirit. It is streaming now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org.
Revelation. Is the Bible really God's word, or is it just a collection of human ideas? Here are a few words the Bible uses to describe itself. Perfect, God-breathed, authoritative, without error, the word of the living God. The Bible is God's inspired and trustworthy word to humanity, through which he makes himself known and continues to draw us to himself.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Can a God be God if he doesn't care that bad things happen? That is the question. This is Wretched Radio. I'm standing here at Georgia Tech with three guys. And, dude, you are the one who believes that there's a God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you guys think that there's a God?
Yeah.
And you believe there's a God?
I think that my beliefs about God would not line up with yours.
Yeah. I'm just asking you. Do you think that there is a God?
For let's say no for our purposes.
All right, let's say no for our purposes. So there's no God.
Right.
All right. If there was a God, do you know how many murders took place in the 1990s in the United States? Big number. Take a shot.
I'm not
200,000 people were murdered in this country. 100,000 of them were brought to justice. That means 100,000 got off scot-free, did horrible things to people, and got away with it. Do you think that if God exists, he should deal with those people and give them what they deserve, if there's a God?
I don't think that there's any, you know, force on in this life that can deal with people outside of, you know, the laws of men. You know, and maybe in the...
But if God,
after this life, I don't know what happens.
Right, I understand. So this is a fantasy right
now. If God exists, yeah. I mean, if your God exists, then yeah, he definitely is.
All right, okay, then let's transition. Let's say it's my God. Okay, I'm a Christian. That probably doesn't shock you, right? I'm a Christian.
Doesn't shock me.
I believe that the God of the Bible exists. If that God exists and he's perfect and he's holy, what do you think he should do with lawbreakers?
Supposedly, God has a good idea about what's going on. Perfect, yeah. All-powerful, all-knowing.
Yeah.
Why even worry about this? Why not just try to do what God says to do and forgive those that, you know,
here's why.
Transgress? That's the whole idea of Christianity.
Because God has told us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the laws, be pure, don't lie, don't steal,
right.
Don't cheat, don't be angry, don't
right.
lust.
Right.
You haven't done that. God's right response to you would be to be angry with you.
Okay, so that's it then. God could be angry.
That's right.
But why worry about...
Because God is angry at you.
People who... Are you a sinner?
Yeah.
So you should worry about what God thinks about you.
I do.
And we should let the laws of men worry about how to punish
people in this life. If he's the just judge of all the earth, he's the supreme judge who's going to give an account for all the things that the police miss. Okay, for instance, guys, the books get opened up. Every thought, every word and deed, the police don't catch those things, but God does. He's a just God. You confess to breaking his laws. If you're guilty... What should God do with you? Should he send you to heaven, or should he send you to hell?
Well, that depends on if heaven
or hell. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Heaven's good. Hell is a bad place. What should a just God do with somebody like you who's broken the laws? Would God, if he's just, send you to heaven or hell?
I mean, this is a different opinion of God. Are we talking about your God?
Yes.
Probably hell, because I'm not a Christian, so I mean, but...
No, because you're a lawbreaker. Not because you're not a Christian, but because you're a lawbreaker.
What laws have I broken, though?
Lying, lusting. Have you ever blasphemed God's name?
I was just the other day, but I mean, that isn't... Okay. That's defined in your rules. That's not in my rules.
Well, no, those are God's rules, and they're either true or false.
But again, this is defined... You assume that God is your God, and within mine, I have a different definition,
okay.
So it's a different...
Fair enough, but if my God is the true God, what would he do with you?
Again, if your God was a true God, I would go to hell because I'm, quote-unquote, not a Christian.
Okay. No, because you're a lawbreaker. That's the difference.
No, I believe that
you, if the God, true God is God,
Jesus Christ, I am not going to heaven.
Yeah. But you're going...
I've been told that on multiple occasions.
But let me help you out theologically. You don't go to heaven for not believing in Jesus. That's just one of your crimes. You go for breaking God's laws. Okay? Criminals go to jail for breaking the laws. People go to hell because they've broken the laws, not because they're not Christians. So, guys, you'd be going to hell, right?
I mean, I'm happy that my God is much better than yours, probably.
But if mine exists, yours doesn't.
But I would be
glad
to be to your hell.
I would love to be with you.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
you have no idea how bad it is.
Because of you, we didn't eat and we may be dying.
Go.
Right now.
Go. Okay, guys, gentlemen.
I would love to go.
I thank you very much for the chat. You would not want to go there, sir. Alrighty. Well, this is interesting. Wait a second. We had an onlooker. Young lady, you were eavesdropping, weren't you?
I surely was.
What did you think about what just happened there?
I didn't hear the initial question, but I heard parts of it. I thought it was interesting.
What part was interesting?
What was your initial question to them?
Would you consider yourself to be a good person? And they said, yeah, we're good guys. And I asked them some questions that I think prove that they're not good guys, that they're actually bad guys. That's how all that happened.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Do you think you're a good person?
In what terms?
By the standard of the Ten Commandments.
I think that I try my best to follow Jesus' example.
All right. Yeah. Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
I consider myself to be sinful.
You do?
So, yeah, I am.
So you're a bad person.
Not necessarily a bad person, but if you're going to use it by Bible terms, you know, only God is good.
Yeah? Okay, so you'd be bad. Yes?
In terms of sinful, yes, all of us are.
Right. So being sinful makes you a bad person, right?
I guess, I mean, it depends what you're defining it by.
Yeah, well, I take it you're a Christian, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a trick question then if you're a Christian. The exact precise right answer would be, oh yeah, I'm a sinful person, but I'm a forgiven person, and God is growing me in holiness. That would be maybe the right way to say it, or to say that I have an alien righteousness in me. But in and of myself, I'm a bad guy. I've lied, I've stolen, I've lusted, I've blasphemed. I deserve God's wrath, but Jesus took my place, and he took my punishment for me. I repented, apologized for my sins, turned from my sins, putting my trust in Jesus, and he forgave me and granted me everlasting life based on Jesus' goodness, not mine. And so now, even though my past is very sinful, and I still sin as a Christian, he's growing me in holiness. That might be the most precise way to put it if you're a Christian. Mm. What do you think?
I think that a lot of that is right.
A lot or all?
I mean... It's funny because, I mean, I heard different things that you said to them, and, you know, they're not all biblically based.
Which, grab one. Which one was it? Where do you think I was off?
Belief in hellfire.
Oh, you don't think God sends people to hell?
I believe that that there nowhere in the Bible doesn't speak of a burning hell. There is some
Matthew 25.
There are some figurative things in there. However, if you look up the terms that are used in the original writings, hell is just mankind's common grave.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it is.
It's a lake of sulfur, weeping and gnashing of teeth.
The second judgment, that's something different.
What religion are you?
I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses.
I figured as much. There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
And you don't believe that Jesus is God, right?
I believe he's God's son.
But not God.
No.
Is he Michael the Archangel?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So you don't have a payment for your sins?
I do.
Who is it?
I do. Jesus' death. Jesus died. John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died so that people who put their faith in him.
Have you read the Gospel of John?
I have.
Do you know how many times Jesus calls himself God in that Gospel?
You know what? There is, if you were to take your time and to study, you would see that Jesus says, there are many gods, yet there is one true God.
And oh, all the
yes,
other gods are false.
False,
it's the first
yes.
and second commandment.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
However, it says, in the beginning, Jesus was with God, or Jesus was... or
was God.
Was God.
The same was in the beginning
God.
With God. Nope.
There's an article there.
Actually, isn't an article there.
There is an article there.
No, because in Greek, there's no article. You're right with what you're saying, but you just have it flipped.
Okay.
In order for it to say the God, it would have to have a huh in front of it, which would be the for us. But it doesn't have it. But later in the same chapter of John, it does. So it kind of gets defeated. And furthermore, in the rest of the Gospel of John, he calls himself God so clearly.
But if you would, I mean... It just depends. Your answer will come based on the way how you look for it. You know, if you're looking humbly to find the right answer, you will find the right answer.
But Jesus said he's the answer.
He is.
He's the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through him.
Through him, exactly.
Right. And what happens if they don't go through him? What happens to people? Where do people go?
Everybody will have, I mean, they're not left in a burning hell. If God is love, God is definitely not going to torment
people. Oh, but love hates sin, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And he would put an end to that. Just like
not if he's just, and not if the offense is eternal. Let me leave you with a thought, right? If I'm wrong, what's going to happen to me when I die?
What's going to happen to you? You'll have... you won't be able to take part in everlasting life when the earth is restored to paradise.
What'll happen? So I'm kind of gone.
You're gone. That's
so
it.
Really, not too bad. I'll be no more conscious of life than I was before I was born, right?
Exactly.
Right. If I'm right, what's going to happen to you?
If you're right, as far as what?
Jesus Christ is God himself who died on the cross to save people from the wrath of God. If I'm right, what'll happen to you?
What'll happen to me? Well, I'm putting faith in Christ. And
not the right one, but not the one that I'm talking about. So if I'm right and you're wrong, what'll happen to you?
Well, it wouldn't matter if you're right or you're wrong.
Oh, it does. If I'm right, what'll happen?
Because I know what the truth is, and the truth is what matters.
You know what? I did the little fantasy. If you're right, nothing happens to me. I'm okay. But if I'm right, you're going to hell. Agreed?
Agreed.
All right. Have a good day, Rachel.
Bye.
Thank you very much. It's Witness Wednesday, Georgia Tech. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.